शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। ट्रांसलेशन ओके ओके। सो वेलकम एवरीबॉडी फॉर टुडेज वेलकमिंग सेशन। As you can see, the theme of this season is revelation through harmonizing sanskaras. So harmonizing sanskaras are very, very important. So before we begin with our cultural activities, we need to warm up. So are you all ready for the warm up? Yes, ready? Yes, okay. For warming up, imagine if now you are going to sit for the final exam. You know what's the final exam? How many of you are ready? The final exam for our Brahman life. Ready? Ready? Wow, that's very good. So what I want you all to do is that you have to find a partner beside you, right? Find someone beside you or behind you, right? Okay, if you found them, now the biggest exam that we are going to go through, part of it is about harmonizing sanskaras, right? So the first exam is actually to conquer attachment. Right? Now harmonizing sanskaras will also become a big test paper for us to conquer attachment. So I'm going to give you 2 minutes to think now. Okay? If you were to sit for the final exam now, what are the things that is going to become a big challenge for you, especially in harmonizing sanskaras, when you sit for this exam? Okay? And when you are thinking about it, how many marks do you give yourself? 2 minutes starting now. Okay? Have you given yourself marks? Because the final exam will come suddenly, right? It won't come after giving you 2 minutes of notice, right? So what I want you to do is now share with the person who's sitting beside you. Now the thing that you're going to share is not what is your challenges, is that what can you do now, what effort can you make now to improve on your harmonizing the sanskaras so that you can get better marks in your final exam? Okay? So you got another 3 minutes. Can start now. Find a partner, anyone? Just find a partner who speaks the same language. Om Shanti. Thank you very much for your warming up participation. So my name is Murli and I will be your host today for this short welcoming session. In our next session, we will watch a video, a very beautiful video created for this Bab Dada Milan season. Okay? Are you all ready? Okay. So please don't blink your eyes and stare at the screen.
I dance in a circle, in harmony, in tune with each one. And as we dance together, we are able to reveal Baba to the world. The world wants to see perfect love and harmony. And our dance together reveals Baba, because Baba has taught us how to love each other, respect each other, and dance together. As time goes on, I realize more and more how Baba's work expands and grows and multiplies. And yet, I know it's the one above who's doing everything. And so I can stay light and easy and just simply enjoy Baba's love.
Everything is done very naturally. Natural also means spontaneous, no strain, no stress. There, the performances are similar to the gentle group formations described as ras. If you translate ras simply as a dance, you will miss the subtle fragrance of this word. The ras is about a very aesthetic, harmonious, gentle swinging movement done in a semicircular or circular formation. No one need to follow prescribed movements, they are not there. No need to move according to the lines of a song. No plot, just a harmonious combination of swaying moments, very easy going, which express the bhavana and happiness of the dancers. You move in the flow. It does not make any external statement. It's simply a reflection of the bhavana, your pure feelings, happy feelings. And such a blissful stage is not enjoyed alone, it's definitely done with many others. The ras is always danced together.
So Didi got up first, and Chandramani, she got hold of Chandramani Dadi's hand. And started dancing. Didi caught hold of Chandramani Dadi's hand and started dancing. And you know, Didi used to just be intoxicated when she used to dance. Similarly, they too in the subtle regions, she danced in intoxication. Then she made Mamma stand in the middle. And made everyone stand in a circle.
To harmonize sanskars means to bring your complete stage and time close. Babdada was seeing that everyone is very beautifully doing the dance of harmonizing sanskars. You were also sitting in the pattern of a ras in a circle. There was a very good fragrance of the happiness of the dance.
The power of the gathering will create the flames of silence. Children said that Baba has to come, and the father said Haji. In the same way, continued to understand one another's situation, nature, and attitude, and say Haji. For by doing so, the power of the gathering will create the flames of silence. Have such a meeting in which everyone has the same nature, sanskar, and the same aim for service. Who will perform such a dance of harmonizing sanskars?
So next we will be going to a country in the Southeast Asia. So I'd like to welcome the dancers from Thailand. They're going to dance for the topic of the title of The Whole New World. So give them a round of applause and welcome them.
สดใสกระจ่างสายตาเธอจะรู้จะเห็นได้ด้วยตาว่าโลกใหม่มันงามอย่างไรเธอจะได้ชมทุกอย่างชวนประทับใจไม่รู้คลายลอยสู่ฟ้าเบื้องบนกว้างไกลไปด้วยพรมแห่งความใฝ่ฝันA whole new world นี่คือโลกใบใหม่แสนเพลินใจไม่มีใครขวางเราจะไปแสนไกลให้เหมือนดังใจต้องการ A whole new world ที่ขอบฟ้าครามสุดล้ำเกินใครตราบดินและฟ้าจะดำจะเลื่อนลับไปก็ขอเพียงได้ได้อยู่คู่เคียงเธองามกว่าหนใดจะเปลี่ยนเกินจะหาคำบรรยายไปได้สูงได้สุดเหมือนใจลอยขึ้นไปสุดปลายเวิ้งฟ้าไม่แสนเพลินตาเปรียบเราดังเหมือนดวงดาวส่องพราวนับพาบนฟ้ากว้างใหญ่ทอดแสงงามนานนึกว่าอยู่เคียงข้างเธอไม่สนใจใครจะไปทุกคนทุกแห่งสุดแรงของใจเพียงฉันได้
You can clap. Thank you, thank you. Even if you all don't understand Thailand language, Thai, but still you understand what they are singing, right? So welcome to Shilu Didi for this welcoming program. So next we have a poem recital. Okay, this poem is about Kyan Sarova and everything that Baba has given us. So for that, I would like to invite Sister Kiran to come over.
Om Shanti. You all watched the video about Baba's love. It's the same. Yeah. If you like the lines, you can do this. Yeah. So this is very famous. God's love. It's so wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. You heard these lines, right? Yeah. God's love, it's so wonderful. You're blissful, joyful, peaceful, powerful. God's love, it's so wonderful. We all lived in a world of evil, but you chose us from million people. We were ignorantly trapped by Maya, the devil, but your kind drishti made us a shining jewel. God's love, you can say it, it's so wonderful. Engineer, doctor, singer, actor, all professions felt awful when you said, sweet child, you're not a body, you're a divine soul. God's love, it's so wonderful. Caste, creed, white, black, whether short or doll, you said, you're none of this, but Baba's Barbie doll. God's love, it's so wonderful. Parent, child, brother, sister, husband, wife, aunt or uncle, among all, oh my sweet Baba, you're the one who's truly loyal. God's love, it's so wonderful. With regular knowledge, injecting little by little, you get the wings of peace and love, turned us into a flying angel. God's love. Thank you. No center, no house, nothing is real. Our permanent home is up there, the light world incorporeal. You're reminded, think of Sangam Yuga meanwhile. For now, Madhuban is our sweet home original. God's love. After a year or more, we got an invite call. The joy of coming to Madhuban was next level. Shopped Brahmin clothes. Yes, packed bags and travel with thrill. See, we have reached here full and final. Baba's love, God's love. Visited lakes, mountains, stayed in resort or star hotel. Trust me, Gyan Sarovar is stunningly the most beautiful. Do you agree? Arab, America, Russia, Asia, Bali, Nepal, with Madhuban, undoubtedly, no place is comparable. God's love. For all this time, before coming here, we tried for Madhuban's bhog just a spoonful. But here, who's vegan? Raise your hands. Vegan, gluten-free, sugar-free, options are plentiful. Back home, we cook just 2 to 3 course morsel. Oh my dear Baba, you're pampering here with multi-cuisine meal. Do you agree? God's love. Didi is also here. So finally, one more time. God's love. It's so wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. You're blissful, joyful, peaceful, powerful. God's love. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sister Kiran. So we had danced from Thailand. Now we are going to the Middle East. So in Middle East, welcome Shirish Didi for this welcoming program. So next dance will be from Kuwait. Okay, the dance is called Samri. It's an authentic Arabic dance, a little bit of spiritual inside there. Okay, it's about peace, peace to the beloved family, love, love to the beloved family. So with a round of applause, welcome the Kuwaiti dancers.
على أهل المحبة يا أجمل سلام. سلام 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 على أهل المحبة يا أجمل سلام. سلام سلام يا أجمل سلام. سلام سلام يا أجمل سلام. سلام سلام يا أجمل سلام.
يا الله سلام 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 على المحبة يا أجمل سلام.
يا الله
سلام سلام
عتابنا دلال في خصامنا وصاغ في رضانا نعيم
في عتابنا دلال في خصامنا وصاغ في رضانا نعيم
في عتابنا دلال في خصامنا وصاغ في رضانا نعيم علينا الملام لو خذانا الغرام ما علينا الملام لو خذانا الغرام ما علينا الملام لو خذانا الغرام في هوانا نهيم
Give a louder applause for them. So next is our most awaited session. We would like to invite Shilu Didi and also Sudesh Didi onto the stage. They'll be invited by the sisters from Kuwait. Welcome, Didi. Welcome, Didi. So you all know about Sudesh Didi and Shilu Didi. For double foreigners, those who are listening to English translation, you wouldn't miss the voice of Shilu Didi, right? A sweet voice. So she is like the voice of Bab Dada, no, in English, no. And also Sudesh Didi. I met Sudesh Didi first in ORC. When I went to ORC, when I first came to Gyan. And then she was there, and both of myself and my Lokik brother were there, and she held our hand and took us for a walk, you know, and she was sharing Gyan. Those were the days, no? So welcome, Didi. Right. So Didi was in Europe. She was in Germany, you know. And now they have a retreat center in Germany. Yeah. Now she is in Gyan Sarovar for all of you. So the seniors will share. Okay. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Welcome. 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 All my sweet brothers and sisters from around the globe. Welcome to Madhuban Gyan Sarovar. Welcome to your home, God's home. Welcome to this land of transformation. Welcome to your true destination. So welcome. You have all reached here to enjoy Bap Dada's meetings as well as enjoy the serene atmosphere of Gyan Sarovar and our other complexes. And there is a very beautiful program which is beginning today for all of you. Revelation through harmonizing sanskars. You saw the lovely video film on harmonizing sanskars. Baba said ras. This word ras is such a beautiful word. In golden age, this ras, everyone knows. Because there, they harmonize sanskars in a beautiful way. But that is what is experienced within. But then whatever is experienced within is also revealed externally. So harmonizing sanskars means the dance of, or the ras of coming together. And we have all come here to be together, to enjoy this ras. Because that is the need of the hour now. If we wish to reveal Baba, the only thing that we can really do is first harmonize our sanskars with one another and then be a lighthouse for others to follow us. In today's Murli, in the blessing, Baba spoke about being a lighthouse. What does a lighthouse do? First of all, from where does the light come in the lighthouse? It is connected to the source. It is connected to the powerhouse. And because of that connection, it gets that power to emanate that light all over and show the ships the true path. So a lighthouse shows the right path to the ships. And Baba says, you children become the lighthouses who take that light from God by remembering God and then spreading it into the world. We don't keep it for ourselves only, but we share that with others. It is quality of a Brahmin. Baba says, you study and you teach others. A Brahmin studies all the time and is also teaching others. A Brahmin, in which he says swaha, swaha, he sacrifices and tells or in that yajna, the sacrificial fire. So that's what a lighthouse does. It experiences the light and then spreads that light around. The light is not for itself, it is also, but it is also for the world. So that is the great task Baba has given to us, because we have to reveal the Father through our sanskars, of course through knowledge, no doubt, but also through our sanskars. In today's world, there is so much of disharmony, so much of chaos, so much of wars and sorrow and suffering. And Baba sometimes says, are you able to hear the cries of people? But when will we be able to hear the cries of people? When our heart is full of good wishes and pure feelings for others. Because only then we can have this feeling of giving. Because we are becoming deities. So deity in Hindi means devata, and devata means the one who's always giving. There's a very beautiful song in Hindi. The words are beautiful. It is nadiya na piye kabhi apna jal. A river never drinks its own water. Its water is for others. Vriksh na khaye kabhi apna phal. A tree which is laden with fruits does not eat its own fruits. It is always for others. Apno ka jo dujo ko de, wo sacha insaan, wo dharti ka bhagwan. The one who has, whatever he has, is not only for himself, but it is for sharing with others too. And that one who is sharing with all is a real deity, a real God on earth. So that's what we are. It's not that we will become deities only in the future, but even now as Brahmins, we are in the process of becoming deities. And in this process we have to give, and in harmonizing sanskars also, the first thing we have to do is change ourselves. When I change, the world will change. There are very famous words of Mahatma Gandhi. He said, you have to be the change in the world before you make the world change. So you have to be the change first, and you have to harmonize with others first. And this hall where we are sitting is called Harmony Hall. When this hall was named Harmony Hall, Dadiji liked this word very much. She said in Hindi the word harmony, in English of course harmony means to come together and harmonize, but in Hindi if you break this word harmony, mani, harmani, mana, you accept your defeat. You accept your defeat, accept it and say, okay, I lose, you win. If I say this, then I can harmonize sanskars. Okay, I will change first. And when I change first, I inspire the other one to change. And for that, however much humble I have to become, I will become it. Because you cannot change yourself until you are really humble enough. If there is ego, if there is jealousy, if there is hatred, we can never harmonize. And in order to harmonize, we have to give up these vices. We have to give up these sanskars. And in order to give up these sanskars, we must develop the sanskar of giving good wishes to all, having pure feelings for all, seeing the virtues of everyone, and aiming for always being together. The word Madhuban itself has this meaning. Madhu and Ban. Madhu means honey and Ban means a forest. And double foreigners translate this word very beautifully, Madhuban, as forest of honey. So what does a forest stand for? A forest stands for solitude. The ancient sages used to go and live in caves, you know, in the forest, and do tapasya. So forest stands for solitude. And honey stands for gathering. One honeybee cannot produce honey. There's need of lots of honeybees. Only then honey can be produced. Therefore, honey stands for a large gathering. And Forest stands for solitude. So Madhuvan is a place where you can experience both. You can experience a lot of solitude here and experience this beautiful gathering, because it's only here in Madhuvan that all of you meet each other. Otherwise, when you are in your countries, maybe you meet only those who are from your country. But here, so many countries, Baba's children reach here and meet each other. So this is a beautiful world of Madhuvan, where we all learn to harmonize sanskars. Whichever country we may belong to, whichever culture we may belong to, whichever language we may speak, but then here we are all one. And the language of all of us is silence. So welcome again to this beautiful place. I know some of you are first timers as well, and I'm sure you don't feel that you are first timers, do you? You must be feeling that, oh, we have come here so many times, many, many times. It's not new for us. And how is that possible for all of you to be attracted here? Because the first timers, Baba always used to make them raise their hand or stand up. And many first timers coming means it is expansion. Many first timers coming means it's an attraction towards Madhuvan. Of course, the others are also there who have come several times before. But to the first timers, Baba always says, last so fast, so first. You can go first, although you have come last. And also Baba says, although you have come late, but you have not come too late. Yes, we have come late, because now Bab Dada does not come in person. We don't have the Dadis here. But then these memories are always fresh in our minds of beloved Avyak Bab Dada meeting the children, of the Dadis meeting everyone and speaking about harmonizing sanskars, as the Dadis had those sanskars. Although Dadiji was much younger than many senior Dadis, but she always gave so much respect to everyone. Although she was the administrative head, and there were many Dadis who were older than her, but Dadi never felt that I am the administrative head. She gave respect to everyone. And because she gave respect to all, she also claimed so much respect from everyone, even from Bab Dada. Because she was so humble, and that humility in her made her win everyone's heart. And that is what we experience when we harmonize sanskars. So welcome to this program, welcome to Madhuvan, and I'm sure when you go back, you will go back having finished all your old sanskars and having adopted all what Baba tells us or what Baba wants us to be like, because only then we can reveal Baba in the world. Okay, thank you. Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Prem. Om Prem. Prem means love. Prem. Loveful welcome. Om Prem. Om Anand. Anand means bliss, happiness. So three times Om Shanti means in one time Om Shanti is the awareness that we, all of you are here, Baba's sparkling diamonds, shining stars, jewels of Baba's eyes, but very peaceful soul, pure soul, powerful souls. And souls are meeting souls, and already a har means a garland is created here. It's a necklace or a garland of diamonds that Baba has brought here, connected with Baba, connected with home, and connected with each other. Second time Om Shanti is from the heart, and that's love. What has brought you all? Love for Baba, love for Madhuvan, and love for your efforts, because you want to advance, you want to progress, and you want with honesty to check up yourself, right, to get so that how much progress has been taken place and how much more we need to progress. And so it is the power of love that has brought you here, for self, for Baba, and also love for study and efforts. And third time Om Shanti is that it is the power of silence. It is the power of inner peace. It is the power of we connected together, create harmony, happiness in us comes automatically. We don't say pleased to meet you, but just we greet automatically with happy heart, with loving eyes, and with very pure feeling of belonging to one family. Because we all are connected with the seed, the creator, the father, the teacher, the Satguru. Shilu Didi has spoken about harmonizing the sanskaras, the topic, but I think you have already 30 points of that, of harmony. You have noted down, no? How many of the points you have noted down in your diary, in your heart, and in your intellect? Signals of harmonizing the sanskaras. Full month we have read, no? Is every center it is read, no, after the Murli? And so Baba has prepared you already. Drama mother is so kind, so clever, that because Drama mother thinks my children are going now to Madhuvan and might be a little bit test of our own sanskaras, of our own old sanskaras we are leaving behind and going to empower ourselves with the golden age sanskaras, with divine sanskaras, godly sanskaras, Brahmin sanskaras and divine sanskaras. Godly sanskaras means full of benevolence, godly qualities in action. Sanskaras means the power of thought, understanding, the power of virtues, and the power of our pure personality, or whichever personality sanskar we have, that expresses and interacts with each other. And though then it's downs of sanskaras. It's a meeting of sanskaras and greeting of the qualities with each other. And the main theme for this month, for the month of November, has been harmonizing the sanskaras, where Baba reminded us to imbibe the qualities of each other, pick up the qualities from each other, and quality meets and quality, it enhances the strength of your quality and enhances the strength of my quality. And it's very easy when everyone's sanskaras are connected, everyone's good qualities are threaded in one thread, then it's very easy for Baba to do the task of creating the new world. Because if you have now more than 100,000 BKs are here. Yes, Shiluban, more than 100,000. And if Baba has to handle this, so a big basket is needed from the whole world. But if it is thread, the work maybe takes more time. But if all are threaded, if each individual is there and he wants to put this basket of all these diamonds, then might be some can slip away. And he doesn't want them to slip away from them. And so he wants, very clever, he wants to thread in one thread and so he can put around his neck. Otherwise he has to keep in his lap or keep in his hand only. But when it is threaded in one thread, then we are seated on his heart throne and we are connected with each other. And so Madhuban is the place where we see each other, we understand specialities of others, and we see practical example of how Madhuban, any premises of Madhuban, Madhuban, Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan, and different places, how they are functioning together, and people are amazed, such a big task, and how it is done with so much love. Even though the sanskaras are different, all have come from different places, and it takes time, actually, to little bit broke the corner of our old, but because our thought is one, even we are rubbing together with each other sometimes, but because the aim is one, Baba puts us together to learn from each other. You have come here not only just to learn, you have come to give, because we support each other. From here, it is giving, sharing, and sharing means both sides. When sanskaras are meeting together with each other, goodness is acted with goodness, task is easy. When negative sanskar or old sanskar has to work, good sanskar has to work with some negative sanskar, its efforts are there. And if negative begins to have to negative, then conflict comes. And Baba doesn't want to see sanskaras of any kind of sanskar, and the golden age doesn't exist. It has any kind of disharmony. It is natural. Harmony in matter, harmony in our own mind, intellect and sanskaras. When my own mind, intellect and sanskaras are harmonized, then automatically I am able to harmonize with others as well. This is why Baba is reminding us this mantra of man mana bhav and become divine madhya ji bhav and also have faith and intoxication. I was that, I will become that. And you have come here actually to get this. Make sure that if anything in the bead is even a kind of little bit sometimes not just, but sometimes from even small thing is in stuck in it, and he wants to thread in the garland, he will keep, okay, I put it, I take later on and thread it. He will take first what is clear from the heart. So in order to be close to Baba also, I have to open my heart and accept others also with humility, with love and with open heart. And when there is pure heart, pure love and benevolence, harmony becomes very easy, because we are here to glorify God's teachings. And God is here to glorify us. And so He presents everyone in the showcase that see what is my creation is. And so we are actually even with Baba, when one thread is threaded in one thread, we accept Baba's teaching with signal, one thread, one rosary, connected together with each other, needs only one finger to lift. Otherwise, to pick all this basket means 10 fingers, 2 palms, and otherwise one thing only. So Baba has to not to work for us. We have to pay attention to ourselves, to accept our values, respect values of others. And this is what we learn when we come together. Harmony Hall means it is all our automatically harmonizing each other, learning from each other. And when the heart is happy, the time helps, everything becomes okay. Today also, actually, my practical example, I was touring Punjab. So when I came at Ahmedabad, the flight was right time, but it was so much traffic that I left Chandigarh this morning and came Ahmedabad. Traffic was not so much. After that, so much traffic started that I felt I would not be able to reach. But I don't want to miss. Baba, I don't want to miss this gathering, because it's my brothers and sisters are coming. They must be waiting for me and I am waiting for them. So I reached in time and I am happy that I am able to welcome you from the heart, with eyes and with words, but it's unlimited and will remain always unlimited. Once again, happy welcome, happy welcome. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Didi. We would also miss you if you were not be here. So Baba brought you early. Thank you so much, Didi. And she is so tireless. They just arrived from Ahmedabad, from the airport, and directly she's come on the stage to see all of you. Your love, I think, pulled Didi here. Thank you so much, Didi. Both the Didis, thanks a lot.